The following is a special presentation of the WKLM Sports Department.
Now it's time for girls high school basketball as Highland travels to Tuskegee Valley. Here is Matt Coy with a call on the game.
And good evening from Tuskegee Valley. The Highland Lady Hawks rank second in Division 4, record of 14-2. They're also in first place at 9-0. In the IVC South, they've won two straight in a big IVC showdown tonight, taking on the Lady Trojans, who come in also with a record of 13-2 on the year. They've won four straight, and they're also 7-1 in the IVC South Division. Stay tuned. We'll be speaking with the Highland head basketball coach, Brady Schlabel, on the pregame show on WKLM.
Discover your passion and prepare for your future with Buckeye Career Center. Now is the time to enroll for next school year. Visit BuckeyeCareerCenter.org to review our over 30 high school programs in addition to our two new programs, including dental assisting and fire and EMS technology. Other programs to consider are CAD, commercial truck, culinary arts, medical assisting, and masonry. 97% of the class of 2022 was employed, enrolled in college, or enlisted in the military following graduation. Join us to find out why we are Buckeye Proud.
Hey, you, are you looking for driveway or base materials? I know just the place to go. D&M Rocks in Millersburg.
They have shale products and culvert pipe, and they deliver. Or maybe you're looking for landscape supplies. D&M Rocks has that too.
Stop and see them on the hill behind Jitters, or give them a call to set up a delivery at 330-473-6020.
D&M Rocks.
Ready to turn back time? This is Dr. Emily Reeser of Dr. Brad Welsh & Associates. PDO threads are a non-surgical, minimally invasive way to achieve a youthful and lifted appearance. These dissolvable threads are skillfully placed under the skin to stimulate your body's natural collagen production. PDO threads can be used to address a wide range of concerns, including sagging skin, wrinkles, fine lines, and more. To see before and after pictures and the other cosmetic injection services we provide, visit our website at drbradwelsh.com. To schedule a consultation, give us a call at 330-674-4876.
When searching for the perfect insurance to both fit your needs and budget, you want to deal with someone you know and trust. Hi, I'm Keith Troyer at Hobbins Insurance. Born and raised in Holmes County, I have been a teacher and a coach in the area my whole adult life. I am now an agent for Hobbins Insurance in Millersburg. I want to be your insurance coach, and at Hobbins Insurance, we have many avenues to assure you the best cost available. From auto to home to farm to business, we can take care of your needs at a price that can fit your budget. Call me at 330-674-9091 or visit HobbinsInsurance.com.
It's time to be thinking about those concrete projects. Call Homes Ready Mix of Millersburg, offering ready mix concrete, precast blocks, and a variety of mason and concrete products. Call today for prices and delivery options of ready mix concrete at 674-0865 or sand and gravel at 674-8121. That's Homes Ready Mix of Millersburg, a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
Hi, this is Raleigh Mast. I'm a fleet mechanic with Yoder Lumber Logistics. We are a truckload carrier and broker servicing customers east of the Rocky Mountains. We have a fleet of late model equipment specializing in flatbed and Conestoga freight. At Yoder Lumber Logistics, we take pride in offering our customers fast and friendly service at competitive rates for all their inbound and outbound needs. Give us a call today at 330-893-3131.
Before the Tip is brought to you by Village Motors of Millersburg.
When it comes to service, nobody cares more than Village Motors in Millersburg. This is Deke Miller, and I'm proud to say that we have state-of-the-art equipment and factory-trained technicians working on your vehicle when you visit. And we also offer a variety of preventative maintenance programs designed to greatly reduce the cost of your service visits. We are competitive, convenient, and we care. So the next time you need your vehicle service, stop by and see us at Village Motors in Millersburg.
Alongside Highland Lady Hawks and basketball coach Brady Schlabel getting set for this road matchup against Tuskegee Valley. And first go around, your group played pretty well here, Brady, against this team back at your place on December 16th. They shot 63% from two-point range. He and 9 three-pointers doubled them up on the boards. And what just stood out to you, I guess, about the first matchup against Tuskegee Valley?
Yeah, you know, I was really pleased with our defensive end. I feel like
either they didn't hit some shots that they normally do, or you can maybe say it was a little bit of what we were doing, but we were able to then get clean defensive rebounds, clean defensive stops, and then run, and we feel like we're at our best when we run in transition, and Ashley's able to find shooters and stuff, and we did that really well the first game, as well as offensive rebound, and I feel like if we're going to shoot it a lot, we got to go offensive rebounds. So like you said, we did do pretty good on the glass the first time.
Last couple of years, you've shared the IVC South title with this Satusky Valley team. How important is it to try and grab that sole possession of the IVC championship?
Yeah, you know, I think that's good motivation for these girls, especially our seniors. They did it as freshmen, and you know, none of these others have had an outright IVC title. And so I feel like that's a little bit of a motivating factor, but it's always fun to, you know, play in an environment where feels like a tournament game, feels like that kind of end of season type of vibe. And so hopefully our girls can step up tonight.
So with that in mind, Brady, kind of look at the conference here in the IVC, how important has it been to have a team like Tusky Valley that's been able to challenge you here the last couple of years?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, these are the kind of games that you look forward to, that you prepare weeks in advance for, and are always looking for, great. You know, Matt does an awesome job. Their kids step up. They played awesome at the Classic, and they're a team that always gets better throughout the year. And so how they play at the beginning of the year is not how they play at the end of the year, and we know that going into tonight. So we're gonna have to do a lot of those little things well. But like you said, being able to have a game like this, last year we kind of did the same thing at their place late in the year. Just feels like a fun on the road tough environment, and so it'll be interesting to see how we respond.
Let's say, with that in mind, being at their place tonight here, big game like this, what are you expecting to see? What does your team need to do? I guess get another win here against him this evening, do you think?
Yeah, you know, like I said, I think everything for us starts on the defensive end, and so that's got to be our mindset going into things. When you get kind of too caught up in all the other stuff and the hoopla, it tends to hurt you. But if we can sit down, play really good defense, and let that flow into our offense, I think we'll be okay.
Brady, thanks for your time. Good luck tonight.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Matt.
That's the voice of the Highland Lady Hawks head basketball coach, Brady Schlabel.
Before the Tip has been brought to you by Village Motors of Millersburg.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Time is ticking and your dream home is waiting. This is Ben Hirschberger at the Commercial and Savings Bank. We understand that buying a home can be overwhelming, but with CSB, it's easier than ever. We offer a range of options. Whether you're looking to buy, build, refinance, or improve your home, our mortgage lenders will guide you every step of the way. Visit our website at csb1.com to apply online today and turn your dream into a reality. The Commercial and Savings Bank, where homeownership begins. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
A single family home located at 6155 County Road 333 in Millersburg is listed for sale by Kaufman Realty and Auctions with an asking price of $899,000. This property was built in 1999. It has 6 bedrooms and 4 full and 1 partial baths with 5,574 square feet. Located in the second quarter subdivision within the West Olds Local School District. For more information, whether to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Cliff Sprang at 330-464-5155 or check it out at kaufmanrealty.com.
Get your vehicle back on the road smooth and problem-free with Village Motors Collision Center. Hi, this is Deke Miller, and our Collision Center works on all makes and models and has available deductible assistance, along with loaner and rental vehicles available for your use, complimentary oil change packages, not to mention that we are the preferred repair shop for most insurance companies. Ask us about our cleanup packages with 4 great packages from basic to premium by appointment only starting at $19.95. For collision repair, make your first stop at Village Motors in Millersburg.
Hi, this is Kerry Taylor, and at Millersburg Electric, we understand that your time is valuable, and you deserve a salesperson who will listen to your needs and budget, then works hard to search for availability of the right appliance to get to you in the timeliest manner. As part of a multi-million dollar buying group, our pricing is just as competitive as all those larger stores, and we get quick access to thousands of appliances. Finally, we'll send a dedicated delivery and install team to your home, and we offer service on your purchase long after the sale. Since 1945, Millersburg Electric on State Route 83 or 24/7 at MillersburgElectric.com.
Everywhere, every day, someone somewhere needs someone to care. Young people are especially desirous of someone to show an interest in what they do, where they are going, and what they will become. Denco Marketing of Millersburg believes taking that interest in a young person can make all the difference. Which young person needs your time and interest? Whichever one or ones you can give it to. They'll take care of the rest. Supporting young people in all endeavors is especially important to Denco Marketing of Millersburg, where the business at hand is the business of home.
Everyone knows that Millersburg Tire Service sells a lot of farm tires like BKT, Seat, Firestone, Michelin, Titan, Galaxy, D-Stone, and Alliance. Hi, this is Brad Smucker from Millersburg Tire Service, and we also sold over 10,000 heavy-duty truck tires last year in 29 different brands. We can mount them in our truck bay, or we can drop them off. If it runs on tires, Millersburg Tire Service has it, or we can get it from the many suppliers that we have available. Plus, we sell tires in Ohio and all the surrounding states. When you want the best, call Millersburg Tire Service at 330-674-1085 and talk to one of our knowledgeable sales staff, celebrating our 70th year in the tire business.
Looking to upgrade the exterior of your home? Siding is indeed the best bang for your dollar. Hi, I'm Nevin Mass with Home Siding Contractors. We have the best siding on the market today, and the low maintenance aspect of our siding is what our customers enjoy the most. Pro-VS siding fits that bill exactly. No frequent painting or staining with wood siding. No routine sealing like stucco. Pro-VS siding lasts. Check out all we have to offer at our new and improved showroom east of Millersburg, and let our experienced sales team show you how affordable our products can be. Home Siding Contractors.
Highland took on Tuskegee Valley at the Reese Center back on December 16th, and it was close early on. Each team scored 17 points in the first quarter. Highland led by 6 points at 36-30 at the half, but the Lady Hawks really took a stranglehold on the game with a key third quarter outscoring Tuskegee Valley 16-6 in the third, and Highland led 52-36 through three, and they go on to win it by the final score of 59-41 in that first season's matchup. Highland really shot the ball well in that game. Kenny, 9 three-pointers. In that contest, also shooting 63% from two-point range, while the Trojans shot 50%. That's pretty good, but just not good for 63%. Highland also out-rebounding Tuskegee Valley. That was a key stat. Out-rebounding the Trojans 40-18. So Highland really doubling up the Trojans on the boards in that first matchup, and they got that 18-point victory. For Highland in that game, led by Ashley Mullen, who had 28 points in that contest and 6 rebounds. Also in the game, it was Mallory Stutzman with 6 points and 11 rebounds, and Joplin Yoder had 7 points and 8 boards. 6 points were scored by Trish Troyer and 5 for Ellie Haviger. For Tuskegee Valley in that first matchup, they were led in the scoring by Leah Berkwin. She had 9 points and 4 boards, while Losey Levengood had 8 points, and 7 points scored by Kaylee Norris. Sally Red had 8 points and 4 boards, and 6 points scored by Chloe Salopek. Again, the score in the first meeting, Highland defeated Tuskegee Valley by a score of 59-41. Stay tuned, more to come on the pregame show after this on WKLM.
Stop in all this week for these great savings at Rohde's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rohde. We have sweet imported red cherries, $3.99 a pound. Red Baron pizzas, $3.99. 48-ounce Mayfield Farms ice cream, buy one, get one free. We also have Gerber's whole fryers, $2.19 a pound. Bob Evans roll sausage, $3.99. Smithfield sliced bacon, $2.99. Pollock fillets for $3.99. And 31 to 40 count raw peeled and deveined shrimp, $5.29. That's now through Sunday at Rohde's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg.
Call Berlin Heating and Cooling, your Ream Pro partner. With combined knowledge of over 65 years, you know that you're calling the very best. Berlin Heating and Cooling services and installs Ream and all types of other furnaces and equipment. Berlin Heating and Cooling, they're your local team you can trust. Call today, 330-893-3057. That's 330-893-3057.
Are you having ongoing issues with your flat or low-slope roof? MEB Systems of Sugar Creek specializes in flat or low-slope roofs. and has been serving the community and beyond since 1977. Whether it's tracking down or resolving a persistent leak, you are in need of a complete roof replacement, or you have a new build, MBB Systems will strive to find the best solution for you. They believe if a job is worth doing, it's worth doing right. Call MBB Systems Incorporated today at 330-852-4333 and visit them online at mbbsystems.com. MBB Systems wishes all Holmes County athletes a safe and healthy season.
Are you looking for a bank that understands your local needs? Look no further than Kilbuck Savings Bank. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your partners in financial success. At Kilbuck Savings Bank, we pride ourselves on offering personalized service tailored to you. We are a community bank that is large enough to help you achieve your goals while continuing to care about the communities we serve. We wish all teams the best of luck this season. KSB, a Bauer 5-star financial rated bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Roman and Byler in Millersburg is a local certified public accounting firm qualified to meet your business and personal financial needs. When it comes to managing your company and investments, it is important to have a professional advisor who can handle a variety of services for you. We can assist you in developing and attaining your business and financial goals and objectives. Please come see us at 161 North Washington Street, right next to the Kilbuck Savings Bank North Branch, or give us a call at 330-674-8222.
Sierra Pacific products are an MRV Siding Supply. Their products will enhance any decor and make any home brighter, more inviting, and more comfortable with wood interior windows in 9 wood species. With 70 exterior colors, whether you're replacing, renovating, remodeling, or rebuilding, they have exactly what you're looking for. From the Sierra Pacific Transcend replacement windows and doors to their Westchester double hung windows. That's MRV Siding Supply on County Road 624 in Millersburg, or on the web at MRVSiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys, MRV Siding Supply.
Hilo won their first 12 games of the regular season. Of course, they lost the 2 games in the Classic of the Country at the Reese Center, both to Division I schools, going down to Reynoldsburg, 55-46, and also the final night going down to Olmsted Falls, 46-39. That's their only 2 losses of this year. They rebounded with wins in their last 2 games over Indian Valley and Sandy Valley, and Highland has a record of 14-2. They're the second-ranked team in Division IV. For Tuskegee Valley, they won their first 4 games of the regular season. They lost the first to Highland back on December 16th. Then they would win 5 straight before losing to John Glenn, another outstanding team. Fell to John Glenn back on January 10th, 56-44. Then they won 4 straight since then, defeating Western Brown at the Classic of the Country, 52-39. Defeated Dover, 43-18. Then wins over Ridgewood, 64-42, and over Garaway in their last game by the score of 48-18. Tuskegee Valley has a record of 13-2 overall on the season. For Highland, averaging just over 59 points per contest as a team, while the Trojans are averaging 52.5 points per contest. While defensively, the Lady Hawks allowing 30 points per game, and the Lady Trojans give up 31.3 a game on the defensive end this season. Take a look at the IBC South Division. Highland in first place at 9-0, while Tuskegee Valley is in second place at 7-1. With the win tonight for Highland, they would clinch at least a share of the conference title if they can get a win this evening. Of course, Tuskegee Valley see what they can do on their home floor against this Lady Hawk group. After that, Ridgewood is 7-3 in the IBC South. Highland plays them on Wednesday. Sandy Valley is 4-5. Indian Valley also 4-5 in the conference, while Garaway is 1-9. Claymont is 0-9. In the IBC North Division, Stralsburg is in good shape there. They're 10-0 in the IBC North Division. So, Stralsburg for them, they've already clinched, I believe, the outright IBC North Division title. Then East Canton is 6-3. Buckeye Trail 6-4. Malvern 5-4. Connaughton Valley is 4-5. While TCC is 1-7. Newcomerstown is 1-9. In the Ohio Cardinal Conference, the big win by West Olmes at Mansfield Senior on Saturday. The buzzer beater by Chloe Patton. And that gives the West Olmes and Mansfield Senior now deadlocked at 11-1 atop the OCC. Lexington is 7-5. Ashland 7-6 in the conference. Mount Vernon 4-8. While Worcester is 3-9. Madison 3-9. New Philadelphia 2-9 in the OCC. Overall, around the area in girls basketball so far, Loudonville has a record of 15-1. Their only loss to Warrensville Heights. Highland, I mentioned, 14-2. Wayndale is 13-3, while Tryoe is 13-4. West Holmes, 13-5 overall. Danville, 13-6. Central Christian, a record of 8-9, and Garroway, a record of 6-10. Against conference opponents so far this year, Highland averaging 63 points per contest. Tuskegee Valley is averaging 54.5 a game in conference play. Highland defensively in the IVC South, allowing just under 23 points per game. And the Trojans give up 28.5 a game defensively against IVC South division opponents. Kuzi alongside for the broadcast tonight. We'll get some thoughts from him when we continue here on the pregame show after this on WKLM. Are you ready to tackle home improvement with a winning team? Look no further than Wayne Door, your MVP for all things doors and windows. Score big with their championship lineup. Garage doors, openers, entry and storm doors, windows, patio doors, and more. Just like a winning play, Wayne Door offers an unbeatable sales team, flawless installation, and game-changing service. Their local experts ensure you're always in the lead. Don't settle for anything less. Visit them today at WayneDoor.com or stop by their showroom and elevate with your home improvement game with the experts. Wayne Door, people you can trust since 1973.
Join us at Keim Home Center for Keim Tool Days, January 29th through February 3rd. We invite you to enjoy special savings, refreshments, and demonstrations during this event. Save 12% on almost all tools. Don't miss door prize drawings from brands like SawStop, Festool, DeWalt, and more. Visit KeimHome.com for more information. We'll see you at Keim Tool Days, January 29th through February 3rd.
When it comes to service, nobody cares more than Village Motors in Millersburg. This is Deke Miller, and I'm proud to say that we have state-of-the-art equipment and factory-trained technicians working on your vehicle when you visit. And we also offer a variety of preventative maintenance programs designed to greatly reduce the cost of your service visits. We are competitive, convenient, and we care. So the next time you need your vehicle service, stop by and see us at Village Motors in Millersburg.
Did you know that one of the nation's top hospitals was founded right here in Holmes County? It's true. Pomeranian Hospital was recently named the top 20 rural and community hospital by the National Rural Health Association. For 75 years, Pomeranian has applied the latest medical expertise to meet the unique needs of our community. And today, they continue to lead the way in reliable patient outcomes, from outpatient services to life-saving surgeries. Learn more about the many ways Pomeranian provides award-winning care right in your backyard. Visit PomeranianHospital.org.
Hi, I'm Eugene with Yoder Family Roofing and Spouting. We are located in Millersburg, Ohio, and have been serving our community for the past 25 years. When was the last time you thought about having your roof inspected or spouting cleaned? You can find us online at YoderFamilyRoofing.com or by giving us a call or text at 330-695-3000. Again, that's 330-695-3000 for all your roofing and spouting needs.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors. Other girls' games around the area tonight has Buckeye at Central Christian, Madison playing host to Northwestern, while Philo's at Indian Valley, and TCC is at Cambridge. McCoy alongside David Kuzi Border for tonight's broadcast, Highland at Tuskegee Valley. All-time Highland, a record of 11 wins and 11 losses against Tuskegee Valley. Kuzi, this really has been a great matchup over the years.
Yeah, great rivalry between Tuskegee Valley and Highland, for the last several years. But, Matt, we were looking at the Highland program, here just a few minutes ago, and Tuskegee Valley, 11-11, the only other team at Highland is 500 or less against Afrocentric. So, obviously, this is a great matchup and a great atmosphere here tonight at Tuskegee Valley.
No question about that. Conference title basically on the line. Yes, Highland has a couple games after this, but a chance to clinch at least a share of the IVC title. But how many is it from Kuzi now? 27 straight?
So, 1996 through 2022, so 27 straight, the OHSA leading. So chance for 28, but it's not going to be an easy task here at Tuskegee Valley tonight.
No question here for Tuskegee Valley. Obviously a really good basketball team here. I know Highland beat them by 18 that first time around. I'm sure this is a very motivated Tuskegee Valley group here the second go-around.
Yeah, Matt, the one stat that really surprised me, you talked about in pregame, was the rebound differential, 40-18. And Tuskegee Valley just don't do that. I mean, I'm sure Coach Matt Ward had a very heartfelt talk with his team. And you look at the athletes that Tuskegee Valley has. So rebound is going to be a key. I think it's probably the number one key tonight. So if Highland can control the boards like that, you know, the outcome will be good. But if not, they're just going to find a way to rebound the ball, hopefully shoot the ball well, and see what happens.
Obviously a big game as far as the conference is concerned, because they were kind of talking off the air. Tournament drawings for the girls coming up on Sunday. A little different situation this year with the RPI being involved.
Yeah, first year the OHSA has gone to this method with the there's no seating involved by coaches, but it's all power rankings by RPI. So, you know, and those are going to go through Saturday. So this is a big game tonight for both teams. Highland's number one in Division Four in the Eastern District. Tuskegee Valley sitting at number two in Division Three in the Eastern District. So, but you know, teams can still go on the line where they want. But as far as the overall rankings, a lot on the line for those, you know, more points to for the seating on Sunday.
No doubt about it. We'll see what happens here. This evening, we'll take a break and we'll come back. And Cousy will have tonight's starting lineups in the opening tip on WKLM.
Whatever Mother Nature has in store, you're not worried because you've got Yokohama's Geolander AT-G015 on your side. Stop by Holmes Tire LLC to find out what a new set of all-terrain tires can do for your truck or SUV. This tire is all traction, designed to take you from the pavement to the trail in any weather, anytime you want. Discover the Yokohama Geolander AT-G015 and get ready to experience what all-terrain is all about. Stop by Holmes Tire LLC today and fill out a finance application for approval with no credit needed on new tire purchases. Call Holmes Tire LLC in Miller 330-674-0025 or their other locations in Spencer, Mount Vernon, and now open in Loudonville.
Are you ready to accelerate towards your dreams with a new car, ATV, boat, or some extra cash for personal needs? This is Zach Deidinger, a banking center manager at the Commercial and Savings Bank, here to help you fund your next adventure. Our team of experts is committed to finding the right solution for you with competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Visit csb1.com to apply online or give us a call at 800-654-9015 to speak with a loan specialist and discover the CSB advantage. The Commercial and Savings Bank. Relationships you can bank on. Member FDIC.
The employees of Holmes Wayne Electric Cooperative work hard and wear many hats at the cooperative. But that dedication goes beyond providing power to keep the lights on. They also are very active in their communities. Some volunteer at their local church. Others are coaching youth. And some giving back through working for their township or community board. So what makes this cooperative different? They focus on people. Holmes Wayne Electric. Always here for their members. Always here for their community.
Get your vehicle back on the road smooth and problem-free with Village Motors Collision Center. Hi, this is Deke Miller, and our Collision Center works on all makes and models and has available deductible assistance, along with loaner and rental vehicles available for your use, complimentary oil change packages, not to mention that we are the preferred repair shop for most insurance companies. Ask us about our cleanup packages with four great packages from basic to premium by appointment only starting at $19.95. For collision repair, make your first stop at Village Motors in Millersburg.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
Visit Humble Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, Orville, and Worcester, or online at humblegrp.com.
A single-family home located at 9650 Golf Course Road Northwest in Sugar Creek is listed for sale by Kaufman Realty in auctions with an asking price of $975,000. This property was built in 2021 and has three bedrooms and two full baths, 2,208 square feet, located in the Garaway Local School District. For more information or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Tim Miller at 740-502-6786 or check it out at KaufmanRealty.com.
And tonight's starting line is brought to you by Finish Line Auto Body, located on the north side of Millersburg. If your car is damaged, the best place to get it back in the game is at Finish Line Auto Body. Now for tonight's starting lineups, here's Cusey.
Okay, Matt, so for the visiting Highland Hawks, coached by Brady Schlabel, they line up this way. Number 11 is the 5'6 sophomore, Evie Mast. Number 12, the 5'10 senior, Mallory Stutzman, at 11.4 per game. Number 13, the Ashland University commit. Number 13, 5'8 senior, Ashley Mollick. Number 15, the 5'8 junior, Trish Troyer. And rounding up the lineup for the Hawks is number 35, 5'11 post, Joplin Yoder. For the Tuskegee Valley Trojans, coached by Matt Ward, they go this way. Number 2, a 5'5 freshman, is Ellie Wallach. Number 12 is a 5'7 junior, Leah Borquin, the leading scorer for Tuskegee Valley at 10.3. Number 15 is Losey Levengood, a 5'8 senior. Number 24 is a 5'9 junior, Kaylee Norris. And rounding up the lineup of the post for Tuskegee Valley, the 6-foot senior is Sally Ray.
Tuskegee Valley, a record of 13-2. They're in second place at 7-1 in the IVC South, coached by Matt Ward. Highland, of course, at 14-2, ranked second in Division 4, in first place at 9-0 in the IVC South. The win tonight will clinch at least a share of their 28th consecutive IVC Championship. They're coached by second-year head basketball coach Brady Schlabel. And the starting line is brought to you by Finish Line Auto Body. They have experts in collision repair and paint jobs. It will help with up to $500 of your insurance deductible. Give Brooks a call, 674-1483. Back way alongside David Cousy Border, and also it is Kenna Howe back at WKLM Sports Central. Glad to have you with us on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. We're also video live streaming tonight's contest on the WKLM YouTube page, courtesy of our partnership with Claxon Communications. Casey Claxon producing tonight's video live stream coverage. Also, Gage Wright and Abby Wright are here as well as they're working the cameras here this evening. So again, you can go to YouTube, search WKLM Radio to find the live stream coverage for tonight's contest. The lights are off. Of course, you got the Zoom lights on here, Cousy. Nice atmosphere for basketball tonight.
Yeah, absolutely, Matt. It's what a tough environment for the Hawks. First time I've been in this facility, really impressed with the atmosphere they're creating. Great student section, got a pep band, it's pity ball night. You know, the Super Bowl was set with the 49ers and the Chiefs, so it's Monday night. Are you ready for some basketball?
That's right, I love it. That's what it's all about, basketball tonight for sure. You look at this Highland team, who's a big game tonight, but also look down the stretch, Ridgewood Wednesday, but also you got Smithville, you got Wayndale to close out the regular season. It's really some good matchups to close out regular season play.
Yeah, absolutely. Exactly what Coach Label wants to do with this squad is not only this league matchup with the title on the line, but the likes of the two powerhouses of Wayne County League with Smithville and Wayndale, going into a tournament is exactly how you want to challenge your team. So, definitely some great test ahead before the sectional tournament starts here in a couple weeks.
All right, we'll take a break. Come back with the opening tip after this on WKLM.
Viker Concrete, located on County Road 189 between Benton and Holmesville, specializes in ready-mix concrete and state-approved limestone, sand, and gravel. All mixed styles are available, and you can count on fast, dependable delivery and competitive prices. Viker Concrete has served homes and surrounding counties for over 75 years. Call Viker Concrete today for all your concrete needs at 674-0038. Remember, for quality concrete, it's Viker Concrete.
Highland wearing their black jerseys, black shorts, red numerals, and red and white trim. Tuskegee Valley, white jerseys, white shorts, black numerals, and red trim. Jumping for Tuskegee Valley, Sally Ray, 6-foot senior. For Highland, Joplin Yoder, the 5'11 junior. And then toss won by Tuskegee Valley, going left to right in the first half of action. Here's the dribble, high on the right side, pass by Berkwin, around the foul circle to Ray. Back to Berkwin, knocked out of bounds, off the Highlands' hands. It'll stay with the Trojans.
Yeah, good little backdoor cut by Tuskegee Valley. E.B. Mass with the deflection out of bounds.
Trojans to inbound beneath their own backboard, just into the first quarter. Leah Berkwin, 5'7 junior, averaging 10 points per contest to inbound him. Shovels it out top, goes to Salopak. On the right point, the handoff to Levengood. Left point pass goes to Sally Ray. Back on the right side. The dribble out top now by Kaylee Norris. Picks it up. Shovels the left wing. Received by Berkwin. Trickles around, drives to the corner. Bounce pass left to the foul line to Ray. Goes out top with the pass now. Over to Salopak, left wing. Salopak, the handoff. Back to Berkwin. Dribbles it out top.
picks it up, passes aside to Sally Ray. Her shot off the glass is going to be in and out. No good. Rebound snatched away by Ashley Mullen. Highland basketball. Mullen across the half court line going from right to left. She calls out the play. Gets the handoff now left wing over to Mallory Stutzman. Passes inside to Joplin. Yoder backs it in the left post. Yoder spins around back to the corner. Three-pointer by Stutzman is going to be up and knocks it down.
A good inside out. Nice pass by Joplin to find Mallory out there.
3-0 Highland. Trojans have it across the timeline. Leah Berkwin dribbles it out top. Now to the foul line. To the lane. Lost it on the floor. Rolls out of bounds. And that will be off the Highland. They're going to set.
Yes, a couple times now that Tuskegee Valley's driven the lane. Highland's got their hands on the ball, you know, deflections and kicking out to Tuskegee Valley in the baseline here.
Try and make it difficult on them. As Berkwin to inbound it, out top goes to Sally Ray. Left of the foul circle goes to Levengood. Levengood pass right of the foul circle back to Leah Berkwin. On the left point, back to Kaylee Norris. Out top goes to Salopak. Drive, lane, Salopak. Runner off the glass is good. Salopak gets Tuskegee Valley on the board, down 3-2. Ashley Mullen to the other end for Highland to the foul line. Out top, Stutzman dribbles it to the foul line, to the lane, lost it, grabs it, inside Joplin Yoder, but she will throw it away. First turnover on Highland. Trojans have it down 3-2, 6:20 to play first quarter from Tuskegee Valley. Norris picks it up, pass left wing to Sally Ray, back out top to Kaylee Norris. Holds onto it, guarded by Ashley Mullen. On the left wing, Losey Levengood has the basketball. Dribbles it to the baseline. Cross-court pass, right corner. Three-pointer for the air by Norris. It's going to be knocked down. Kaylee Norris, the three-point basket. Tuskegee Valley has the first lead. Highland basketball on the other side. Ashley Mullen out top. 5-3 ball game. Lady Hawks down by two. Mullet, three-pointer, top of the key, high in the air. She'll knock it down. Mullet answers Highland back in the lead.
Wow, deep three by Ashley. Nice footwork.
6-5 Lady Hawks. Trojans have it. Here's Berkwin across the half-court line. Dribbles it at center circle. Berkwin between the circles now. Shovels it now left wing. Goes to Kaylee Norris. Into the corner to Salopak. Holds onto it. Now dribbles it left wing to the foul line. Shovels it out top to Kaylee Norris. Back in the corner. Received by Sally Ray, the 6-foot senior, averaging 6.5 a game and 5 rebounds. Shot left hand by Ray. No good off the side of the backboard, but she was fouled by Joplin Yoder.
Yeah, nice job by Sally Ray. Just catch it on the perimeter and little one-on-one isolation against Joplin. And she kind of reached over. I think she went straight up. Probably wouldn't call the foul, but they got her for the reach-in.
McRae alongside David Cousy Border for the broadcast this evening. That was the first team foul on either team so far. Free throw knocked down by Sally Ray, her first point. 6-foot senior, 52% free throw shooter on the year. She had 8 points and 4 rebounds in that first matchup against Highland earlier this season. Tied up at 6 apiece, first tie of the first quarter. That free throw is going to be in and out and no good. Rebound grabbed by Ellie Haberger in the game now for the Lady Hawks. Bullet across the half-court line. Bounce pass inside Joplin Yoder, right block. Her shot off the last, no good. Rebound grabbed, however, by Trish Troyer. Highland basketball still. The bullet back to Troyer. Troyer hands it off, out top to Haberger. Back in the left wing, Joplin Yoder now. Dribbles it to the baseline. Her shot off the last and no good. Rebound goes to Sally Ray. Tied up at 6. Long pass goes front court for Tuskegee Valley to Salopak. Left wing, Levengood. Her cross-court pass goes right side to Kaylee Norris. Back in the corner to Leah Berkwin. Berkwin holds onto it. Now right wing to Sally Ray. 4:40 to play first quarter, tied at 6. Levengood dribbles it right wing. Bounce pass inside to Sally Ray. Her shot left hand is good. And the Trojans retake the lead, 8-6.
Yeah, really impressive left hand finish by Sally Ray there.
She has 3 points. Third lead change so far of the first quarter. 4.5 to go. Highland basketball. Mullet with it on the right wing. Dribbles it out top. Now the left point. She'll back it up to reset things. Now on the left wing. Drive. Baseline. Runner going to be blocked out of bounds by Sally Ray, and she has made an impact, as you mentioned, so far, Cousy, early on.
Yeah, good take by Ashley. Sally Ray, just a very long, athletic player for Tuskegee Valley, and good defensive play by her.
Highland basketball. Down by 2, 4:15 to play in the first. To win Meta between beneath the own backboard. And to win Meta will be Ellie Haberger. Into the corner goes to Evie Mast. Back at the left point, Ashley Mullen now has the basketball. Back in the corner to Mallory Stutzman. Dribbles it, drive to the lane. Kicks the right point now to Tori Weaver. On the right wing now to Stutzman. Now top of the pass to Evie Mast. Drive, lane, back to the left side, goes to Haberger. Bounce pass under the basket, going to be stolen away. That's the second turnover on Highland. Into the front court with the basketball, Ellie Wallach for the basketball. Runner high off the side of the backboard, no good by Wallach. Rebound goes to Stutzman. Highland ball in transition. Stutzman left wing. down to the baseline. Drive. Runner off the last and good.
Yeah, nice take by Maller. Coast to coast on the rebound and nice little right-hand finish from the left side.
She has five. The second tie now of the first quarter. It's tied at eight. 3.5 to play. Tuskegee Valley basketball. Here's Levengood high on the left side. Guarded by Stutzman. Shovels it out top to Ellie Wallach, the 5'5 freshman guard, averaging 6.5 a game off the bench. Right on the foul line inside over to Levengood. Her layup is good. Leah Berkman, rather, knocked that ball in. 10-8 lead now for Tuskegee Valley. Berkman has her first two. Highland basketball. Here's Ashley Mullen out top. Dribbles it. Three-pointer by Mullen. High in the air. Going to be off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound knocked away. And Haberger going over the back of Ellie Wallach. That'll be the second team foul in Highland. Haberger has her first.
Yeah, good effort by Ellie. Just a good position by Tuskegee Valley. So Highland showing a little full court pressure here with Evie Mast on the ball and Tori Weaver up on Wallach.
10-8 Tuskegee Valley. They have the basketball. 3 minutes to play, first quarter. Weaver with that full court pressure. Wallach has it in the backcourt. She'll dribble it now across the half court line. Wallach at center circle. Picks it high on the right. Now picks it up. Pass goes out top to Kaylee Norris. Guarded tightly by Macy Mullet, the freshman for the Lady Hawks. Back at center circle now to Wallach. Dribbles it high on the left. On the left wing, the pass goes on the far side. Back out top to Levengood. Right wing back to Wallach. Dumps it inside now to Leah Berkman. Her shot is up. Going to be fouled on that shot. And it'll be Berkman to the foul line.
Yeah, she got fouled by Evie Mast. That's you know, one thing Tuskegee Valley has always been good at, and they're super good at it here, you can just see it, is just getting the possessions they want in the half-court offense.
13 foul on Highland. As you mentioned, Leah Berkman at the foul line. That free throw is up and is going to be good. 3 points for Berkman. 5'7 junior, averaging 10 points per game, 4 rebounds per contest. 63% free throw shooter, 9 points and 4 boards in the first matchup against Highland this season. Stay tuned immediately following the game for High School Scoreboard on WKLM. It's brought to you by Village Motors. And Kenna Howe reporting on all the area basketball scores for you all the way until midnight. Berkman now with the second free throw by the junior. It's up and good. She has 4. 12-8 lead now for the Trojans. Highland basketball. 2.5 to play, first quarter. Ashley Mullet across the timeline. Pass left to the foul circle to Joplin Yoder. Right point back to Mullet. Mullet dribbles it outside. Pass inside, going to be deflected and stolen away. Into the front court, here's Salopak. In transition, her runner off the last. No good. Rebound goes to Trish Scheuer. After Highland's third turnover, Highland gets the ball back. Lady Hawks basketball down by 4. Mullet to the front court. Al top to the foul line. Into the corner to Mallory Stutzman. Her three-pointer is going to be knocked down. Mallory Stutzman.
Yeah, Ashley with a great pass. Mallory's feeling it from the three-point line. She's 2-for-2 now.
8 points in all for her. Highland down by 1. Trojans basketball. Here's Wallach on the right wing. Guarded by Stutzman. Al top to Sally Ray. Working against Joplin Yoder. Ray to the foul line. Pass goes to the corner now. Salopak. Drive. Lane. Inside the Sally Ray. Back out top. Into the hands of Kelly Norris to reset the offense. Norris to the left point. Pass left to the foul line. Ray. Back to Norris. Her three-pointer is going to be no good. Rebound chased down by Joplin Yoder. Highland ball down by 1. Ashley Mullet's pass goes to Stutzman in the corner. Head fake. She'll find Ashley Mullet now high in the left. Crossover, dry, lane, layup off the glass and good.
Yeah, great take by Ashley. Really good hesitation move to get to the rim with her left hand.
She has 5, now a 13-12 lead for Highland. That's the fourth lead change of the quarter. Trojans basketball, back on the right wing to Kaylee Norris. 1:05 to play in the first quarter. Out top to Salopak. Dribbles the left wing. Picks it up, Salopak. Gets the handoff behind her to Leo Berkman. Back in the corner to Ellie Wallach. Bullock drive to the foul line. Cut off. Lobs it out top to Berkman. 50 seconds to play, first quarter. Right quarter, three-pointer goes up, and they are going to be no good by Salopak. Rebound grabbed by Mallory Stutzman. Highland ball, 40 seconds to play in the first. They have a one-point lead. Here's Ashley Bullock's pass. Into the corner to Trish Troyer to Wallach. Inside goes over to Joplin Yoder. Her shot up and good. Joplin Yoder has her first two, 15-12 lead for Highland. After the game, we'll be announcing the Six Bunnies player of the game. You can find them on Facebook and Instagram and online at sixbunnies.com. Trojans basketball out top to Leah Berkman. 15 seconds. Head fake, drive to the lane. Berkman, layup off the last, no good. Rebound slapped out top over to Trish Troyer. Highland ball in transition. Here's Ashley Mullet. Little floater is going to be good. 7 points for Mullet, and shot at the buzzer going to be no good by Wallach, and that will close out the first quarter. At the end of one, Highland 17 and Tuskegee Valley 12. This is girls IVC basketball on WKLM.
With unpredictable power outages affecting homeowners more frequently than ever, Generac's best-selling home standby generators are designed to protect your home and family from extended power failures. This is Kerry Taylor inviting you to partner with Millersburg Electric and Generac for a free in-home assessment to identify the right generator for your backup power and financial needs. Power you control with peace of mind from Millersburg Electric, Ohio's premier Generac generator dealer. Call today or visit MillersburgElectric.com.
When you're thinking of old-fashioned smokehouse flavor, think Sugar Valley Meats. They cure their own ham and bacon, and the old-fashioned smokehouse uses hickory, apple, and sassafras. Processing, curing, and custom butchering are available, cut to your specifications. That's Sugar Valley Meats on Dutch Valley Drive in Sugar Creek. Turn left at the light, and Sugar Valley Meats is 1/4 mile on the right. Call today, 330-852-4423.
Yoder Family Roofing and Spouting, serving you for the past 25 years, located in Millersburg and serving the surrounding areas. Call or text them 330-695-3000 for your roofing and spouting needs. Just about ready for the second quarter of action. First quarter numbers courtesy of Cousy. Highland 3 of 4 on 3-point tries. That's good for 75% shooting. Tuskegee Valley was 1 for 3 for 33%. Highland 4 for 7 from 2-point range. The Trojans were 3 for 7. And Tuskegee Valley at the foul line, going 3 of 4. Highland did not attempt a foul shot. And Highland dominant again on the boards. Out-rebounding Tuskegee Valley 8 to 3. Three turnovers for the Hawks and none for Tuskegee Valley in that first quarter of play. Out top for Highland. They'll throw the ball away. No, grab by Jump with the other. Three-pointer by Stutzman is going to be in and out. No good to begin the second quarter. Rebound goes to Ellie Wallach. Trojans basketball down by 5. Wallach to the front court. Dribbles it left wing. Guarded by Macy Mullett. Pass inside to Sally Ray. Cross-court pass. She'll find Levengood. Three-pointer by Levengood. No good. Rebound grabbed by Norris. Her cross-court pass to the opposite corner. Bounces out of bounds. Nobody was there. And that will be the first turnover of the game on Tuskegee Valley.
Yeah, Tuskegee Valley is taking care of the basketball. Tell you what, Matt, one thing that's evident here in the first quarter, early second, is Tuskegee Valley, one thing they can do that most teams can't is match Highland's depth. They're running players in and out. Our vantage point right in Tuskegee Valley's bench. There's players running all day.
Trying to stay fresh. Both teams are. Pass goes to Macy Mullett. At center circle to Ashley Mullett. Right corner. Here's Trish Troyer for a three-pointer. It's going to be knocked down. Left her wide open. She made him pay.
Yeah, doing what she does best. Catch and shoot from the perimeter.
Her first 3 points, 20-12 Highland. Trojans basketball. Here's Wallach across the half-court line. Working against Macy Mullett. Dribbles at center circle. Picks it up. She'll find Salipak now high on the right side. Out top to Sally Ray. She'll find Norris now high on the right. Dribbles it right wing. Back of the corner. Received by Wallach again. Dribbles it right wing. Spins around to the baseline. She'll find Sally Ray on the right point. Cross-court pass to Salipak. Left side. Surveys it. 6.5 to play in the second. Back in the corner to Kaylee Norris. Dumps it inside. Sally Ray again. Right post to working against Joplin Yoder. Ray backs it into the paint. Her shot off the glass is no good. Rebound goes to Macy Mullen. Now to Ashley. To the front court. Here's Stutzman. Drive. Lane. Runner by Stutzman. Up in the air. Going to be no good. Rebound. Knocked to the corner. On the floor. Grab by Ashley Mullen. Highland ball again. Mullen has it out top. Mullen picks it up. Back in the right wing to Macy Mullett. Back in the corner now. Over to inside the right post to Joplin Yoder, who banks it in.
Great pass by Trish Troy. Great pass in the post.
She got the assist. 4 points, Joplin Yoder. Timeout, Tuskegee Valley. Highland 22, Tuskegee Valley 12. 6 minutes to play in the half. This is girls IVC basketball on WKLM. Great products with local companies in shorter lead times. That's what you're getting when you buy your products at MRB Siding Supply. Most siding manufacturers are owned by large corporations, which means more hoops to jump through that bogs down the process. With all of the Provia products that they offer, MRB Siding Supply has a direct connection with a local company with awesome siding, windows, and doors, giving you what you need when you need it. Support local at MRB Siding Supply on County Road 624 in Millersburg or on the web at MRBSiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys. MRB Siding Supply.
Get total service for your jewelry at the Jewelry Store with a free cleaning and inspection and all the repairs done right in their showroom at the Jewelry Store, 97 West Jackson Street in Millersburg. Trojans basketball out of the timeout. They trail it by 10 now. Pass right to the foul line to Sally Ray. Dribbles it out top to Levengood. Dribbles the right point. Leathergood. Knock loose. Stored away by Ashley Mullet. Boom. Off to the races on the other end. Mullet. Layup off last is good.
Boy, Ashley's just so good under control and transition.
9 points to Ashley Mullet. 24-12 Highland all of a sudden after the second Tuskegee Valley turnover, both in this quarter. Sally Ray has it out top. 5.5 to play in the half. Ray to the right post. Backs it in. Her shot up in the air, going to be knocked down. Sally Ray, big bucket there for Tuskegee Valley.
Yeah, she likes that. She likes that move and transition for sure.
She has five. Passes inside to Habecker. Her shot blocked by Ray to the corner on the rebound to Macy Mullet, though. Now to Ashley Mullet for Highland. They'll reset the offense now with a 10-point lead. Mullet back near center circle. Dribbles it. Top of the key to the foul line. Runner left hand by Mullet. Off the glass and good. How does she see the basket?
Yeah, that degree of difficulty from our vantage point here, Matt. Like, no chance. Still went in.
11 points for Ashley. She has four in the quarter. 26-14 Highland. Trojans basketball. Norris with it on the right wing. In the corner, Losey Leavengood. 4:40 to play in the half. Leavengood to the baseline. Cross-court pass grab now, left side. Three-pointer up in the air by Leah Berkwin. That's no good. Rebound tip to the four. She's down and grabbed by Evie Mast. Mast has it knocked away on the four. And it's going to be, what, a foul called on a loose ball. The loose ball foul. And they're going to call that on Evie?
Yeah, they're going to call on Evie. She got the defensive rebound, just kind of didn't really control it and just, loose ball foul. But right now, Matt, Highland's coming down with all the 50-50 balls. I mean, the rebounding margin right now is just incredible. But, Highland's doing exactly what they want to on the boards.
That's been a huge difference maker, no question about that. Second personal on Evie Mass. First team foul on Highland of the quarter. Trojans will have it, but they're down by 12. Embedded by Malaya Dillon, 5'8 sophomore. To the backcourt, she'll find Ellie Wallach. Wallach to the frontcourt. Pass goes right wing to Leah Berkwin. Guarded by Trish Troyer. Gets it out top. Now to Riley Seitz, the 6-foot senior. Left wing back to Dillon. Goes out top to Leah Berkwin with the pass. Berkwin dribbles it back in the left wing net to Dillon. Dillon, three-pointer, goes up, and they're going to be in and out. No good. Rebound to the four. Grabbed by Wallach. Her putback is no good. Rebound by Berkwin. Puts it back up. No good again. Rebound finally grabbed by Joplin Yoder. Highland ball. Ashley Mullet in transition. Her shot's up in the air. Going to be in and out. No good. Rebound by Habecker. Putback is no good. Rebound now grabbed by Kaylee Norris. Trojans ball. Here's Wallach. Pass inside. Goes to Berkwin, but she grabs it out of bounds. And that'll be a turnover on the Trojans in transition. Their third turnover of the quarter.
Yeah, a lot of action, a short period of time right there. But, up and down the floor, just more subs coming in and out for both teams.
So it's been in for Macy Mullet for Highland. After the game, we'll be announcing the Six Bunnies player of the game. Known for their super soft style, Six Bunnies can outfit your entire family for any sporting event. Stay up to date with our latest offerings on Facebook and Instagram and shop online at sixbunnies.com. Highland ball and a 12-point lead. Pass inside Joplin Yoder. Her shot up in the air, going to be knocked down on the jump hook by Joplin Yoder.
Joplin's gotten really good with that little move right there.
She has six, 28-14 Highland. Trojans basketball, 3.5 to play first half. Berkwin's pass goes right wing to Seitz. Out top now to Dillon. Back on the right side, grabbed by Leah Berkwin. Thought about it, holds onto it. Into the corner now, Riley Seitz with the pass. Seitz holds onto it, dribbles it. She'll find Norris now with the high on the right. Back in the corner to Ellie Wallach. Wallach three-pointer high in the air, going to be no good. Rebound grabbed by Joplin Yoder. Highland ball again, and another rebound inside by the Lady Hawks. Here's Ashley Mullet to the front court. 3 minutes to go in the first half. 28-14 Highland. Now Stutzman with it left wing. Out top, Joplin Yoder. Yoder to the foul line. 15-footers up in the air. Going to be no good off the glass. Rebound goes to Berkwin. Trojans basketball. Berkwin to the front court. Has it out top. Crossover to the foul line. Left corner, Norris. Her three-pointer is going to be good. Second three-pointer by Kaylee Norris in the game. 6 points for her.
Yeah, she's 2-for-3 from the three now. The only three-point person made a shot for Tuskegee Valley.
Highland ball up by 11. Here's Habecker. Into the corner, going to be deflected out of bounds, but it'll be actually off of Highland, and that'll be their fourth turnover of the first half.
Yeah, had Mallory in the corner. Ellie just couldn't quite get the ball to her on time.
Stay tuned immediately following the game for High School Scoreboard on WKLM. It's brought to you by Village Motors. Kenna Howe reporting all the area basketball scores for you all the way until midnight. 28-17 Highland, 2:18 to go in the second quarter. Trojans basketball, Wallach to the front court. Picks it up too soon. Gets a pass off finally to Sally Ray high on the left side. Ray out top. On the right wing goes over to Levengood. Dumps it inside, over to Ray. Back in the corner, here's Wallach to the baseline. Runner by Wallach, up in the air, no good. Rebound grabbed by Mallory Stutzman. Highland ball, Ashley Mullet to the front court. On the left wing, her pull-up three-pointer is going to be knocked down. Another big-time first half, Ashley Mullet.
Yeah, I mean, just off the dribble, just pulling that jumper quick.
She has 14-7 in the quarter, 31-17 Lady Hawks. 1.5 to play, second quarter. Ray has it out top, left wing to Salopak. Her three-pointer going to be good. Salopak has her first three-pointer, 5 points overall for her. 31-20 Highland. 1.5 to play in the first half. Cross-court pass to Joplin-Under now on the left wing. Back out top, Tori Weaver. She'll find Ashley Mullet now at center circle. Cole's at the play, does Mullet. 11-point advantage for the Lady Hawks. Highland spreads the four. Mullet near that midcourt line. Running down some clock here.
Yeah, a lot of traffic. They're directing traffic. I think Highland's content to just kind of take time off and play for one.
Here's Mullet to the foul line. Back in the corner, Joplin-Under. Now to Mullet on the left wing. And Glendale, though, kick it back out near that midcourt line to Stutzman. 48 seconds. Stutzman to the center circle. Hands it off to Ashley Mullet, looking for instructions from head coach Brady Schlabel. Back out top near the midcourt line. 38 seconds to go. Down to 30 seconds. Mullet to the foul line, to the lane. Her shot blocked, but she's going to draw a foul. Mullet decided to challenge the defense when they came out on Cousy, and she draws the foul.
Yeah, smart play by Ashley. She, she had the advantage, had the lane, took advantage of it to go into the line for the first two attempts for Highland here tonight.
That's the first foul of the half on Tuskegee Valley.
That explains why it's the first free throw, I guess.
There you go, I guess. That makes sense. Yeah. Free throw up going to be good for Ashley Mullet. That was the foul on Salopak.
Yeah. You know, Matt, it's interesting, something like that. Like, first foul half for Tuskegee Valley, and you look at the scoreboard. As a coach, maybe you'll try to tell your kids, get a little bit more aggressive, right? Get a little more physical try to make things more difficult.
Second free throw by Mullet is going to be up good as well. Buries them both. 16.5 for Mullet. 33-20 Highland. 25 seconds. Trojans basketball. Here's Berkwin across the timeline. Yeah, the 20 seconds to go in the half. Working against Macy Mullet. Pass goes the quarter. Three-pointer by Levengood. Going to be good. First points in the half for Levengood. And now a 10-point Highland lead. 10 seconds. Ashley Mullet to the front court. To the right wing. 7 seconds. Double team. Into the corner. Pass inside. Goes over to Stutzman. 2 seconds. Left wing to Trish Troyer. Three-pointer going to be no good at the buzzer. Rebound to Kaylee Norris as the time expires in the first half. Halftime score, Highland 33, Tuskegee Valley 23. Back around the recap the first half for you after this on WKLM.
At Promotion Therapy Services, customer service and specialized treatment options are what set us apart. We work hard for our patients day in and day out. Our team of physical and occupational therapists are conveniently located for you in the heart of Millersburg. Can't come to us? We'll come to you with our team of therapists who specialize in home health services. We make it easy to receive physical therapy, emphasizing a close relationship with your physician as well as helping you navigate the insurance process. Our team is excited to begin offering new services such as dry needling, sports-focused rehab, foot orthosis consultations, and taping. With questions, call us. 330-600-0844 or visit us online at promotion-therapy.com. We look forward to promoting a better you and would like to wish all winter sports a safe and healthy season.
Denko Marketing of Millersburg has customers in all 50 states, Canada, and South America. Each day, over 300 shipments of garage door parts are shipped to customers everywhere by Denko Marketing. And while Denko Marketing appreciates this wide and varied market in the country and in the world, the thing they appreciate most is where they are located. Home. That's why they support various community activities and devote as much attention to here as to there. At Denko Marketing, the most important business at hand is the business of home.
Have you experienced the difference of hometown independent pharmacy lately? If not, now is the perfect time to start. Premier Pharmacy inside Rhodey's IGA is now open and accepting new patients. This is Joel Gauss from Premier Pharmacies in Berlin and Millersburg, inviting you to come experience the Premier Pharmacy difference. We want to be your teammate as you navigate the complex world of healthcare, offering you consistent, fast service and always being available to answer whatever questions you may have. Call us or stop in today. We will transfer all your active prescriptions from your current pharmacy so you don't have to worry about a thing. That's why we are Premier Pharmacy, your hometown independent pharmacy.
There's nothing better than the sound of a hammer.
a drill, and a saw. A&R Builders in Berlin has been putting all those tools to work for the past 25 years. If you need re-roofing work done, A&R Builders is the place to call. They'll also do new homes for both residential and general contractors, along with pole buildings, decks, and custom framing. Call A&R Builders in Berlin at 893-2111. That's 893-2111.
Melway Paving Company is a well-known asphalt paving contractor for homes in surrounding counties since 1964, specializing in asphalt paving, chip and seal, and seal coating. For your next paving project, call Melway Paving at 330-279-9000. Melway Paving is a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
Stopping all this week for these great savings at Rohde's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rohde. We have boneless beef chuck roast, $4.99 a pound. Bone and pork loin pork rib chops, $2.49 a pound. 10-pound bag Idaho baking potatoes, $1.99. We also have 85% lean ground round, $3.99 a pound. Beef chuck boneless chuck steak, $5.19 a pound. Beef stew meat, $4.99 a pound. Beef loin boneless top sirloin steak, $6.99 a pound. And pork loin bone-in country style ribs, $1.99 a pound. That's now through Sunday at Rohde's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg.
It is halftime of girls high school basketball at Tuskegee Valley, and Highland owns a 10-point lead. It's Highland 33 and Tuskegee Valley 23. In the first quarter, that saw four lead changes and also two ties. Highland outscored Tuskegee Valley 17-12. And then the Lady Hawks outscoring the Trojans 16-11 in the second quarter. And Highland has that 10-point lead, 33-23 at the half. For Highland leading the way, that was Ashley Mullet again. Mullet is already in double figures for the 15th time on the season. And for Mullet in the first half, going 2-for-3 from downtown, 4-6 from two-point range, and 2-for-2 for the foul line. Mullet has 16 first-half points to lead all scores. Also, 8 points scored by Mallory Stutzman. Stutzman made all 8 of her points in that first quarter, going 2-for-3 from three-point distance, 1-for-2 from two-point range. Again, 8 points for Stutzman, 6 points scored by Joplin Yoder, and 3 for Trish Troyer, running out the Highland total of 33. And for Tuskegee Valley leading the way, that was Kaylee Norris. Norris knocking down a couple of three-pointers, going 2-of-3 from three-point distance for that total of 6 points. 5 points scored by Sally Ray, 5 points for Chloe Salopak, 4 points for Aaliyah Berkwin, and also 3 points for Losey Levengood, running out the Trojans total of 23. Halftime score, Highland 33 and Tuskegee Valley 23. Cousy is a look at the first half team numbers.
Okay, Matt, so first half from the three-point line, Highland went 5-of-8 for 63%, while Tuskegee Valley went 4-of-10 for 40%. In the two-point field goal department, Highland went 8-of-15 for 53%. Tuskegee Valley went 4-of-10 from the two-point line for 40%. From the charity stripe, Highland went 2-of-2. Tuskegee Valley went 3-of-4. The rebound department, Highland's got 14, Tuskegee Valley has 10. In turnovers, Highland has committed 4, while Tuskegee Valley has committed 3 turnovers.
Individual rebounding leaders in the first half, Mallory Stutzman had 3 boards. 3 boards also for Trish Troyer. And also on the other end for Tuskegee Valley, it was 3 rebounds for Kaylee Norris in that first half. Cousy alongside for the broadcast, 33-23 Highland at halftime. An action-packed first half, Cousy.
Absolutely. It's a lot of action in and out. I mean, Highland has just really shot the ball well in the half court. And they're getting a lot of good looks. A lot of role players doing a terrific job for Highland. And Mallory's just been Ashley Mullet seem to be the big two, but Joplin Yoder has finished around the paint, which has been a big plus, Trish Troyer hit a big three. But Tuskegee Valley, they're not going to go away. They're just too good and too athletic. So they're interesting second half here to see what adjustments are made maybe by both teams and see what the second half brings for us.
Stay Cousy, a game like this early in the third quarter can sometimes play a big part in how the game kind of plays out.
Yeah, absolutely. And, it was interesting. I think the first game that these two teams played, it's fairly close at the half. I had a big third quarter. I'm sure Coach Ward's talking about that back there right now. And try to weather the storm, but Highlands run a lot of really good sets, and Tuskegee Valley it seems like Sally Ray around the post, she seems to be a big force. And the one thing you said late there in the first half, when Tuskegee Valley pick up their first foul to put Ashley Mullet to the line, is just one team foul. Like when you're coaching, you want your kids to be aggressive, kind of slow things down, get the other team off rhythm. So I'll be curious to see if Tuskegee Valley comes out maybe a little more physical in the second half and see what adjustments are made.
We'll see what happens. Halftime score, Highland 33 and Tuskegee Valley 23. Back with the second half after this on WKLM.
When it comes to service, nobody cares more than Village Motors in Millersburg. This is Deke Miller, and I'm proud to say that we have state-of-the-art equipment and factory-trained technicians working on your vehicle when you visit. And we also offer a variety of preventative maintenance programs designed to greatly reduce the cost of your service visits. We are competitive, convenient, and we care. So the next time you need your vehicle service, stop by and see us at Village Motors in Millersburg.
At Home Siding Contractors, our mission is to give homeowners a quality product, whether it's our vinyl siding or our energy-efficient replacement windows and doors. Home Siding Contractors is ready to turn your home into one of your biggest energy-saving assets. You'll notice the difference as your home will stay warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Call 888-725-6619 for a in-home estimate or find all of our products at homesiding.com. Home Siding Contractors, Home Siding,
Home Siding Contractors. Beachy's Auto Care and Truck Center continues to offer the convenience of two great locations on US 62 in Winesburg and on County Road 201 in Berlin. The Winesburg shop will take care of heavy-duty truck and fleet customers from 7 a.m. to midnight, while the Berlin facility will repair auto and light trucks from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Contact them in Winesburg at 359-5421 or in Berlin at 674-6970. That's Beachy's Auto Care and Truck Center in Winesburg and Berlin.
At Mack Oil Field Service, they offer specialized trucking, water hauling, dirt work, and general oil field service in New York, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Ohio. They have the equipment and manpower to tackle any task handed to them. The future lies in the hands of our youth, and Mack Oil Field Service is proud to support them. Call Mack Oil Field Service for all your oil field needs at 330-674-7371. That's 330-674-7371.
Are you having ongoing issues with your flat or low slope roof? MEB Systems of Sugar Creek specializes in flat or low slope roofs and has been serving the community and beyond since 1977. Whether it's tracking down or resolving a persistent leak, you are in need of a complete roof replacement, or you have a new build, MEB Systems will strive to find the best solution for you. They believe if a job is worth doing, it's worth doing right. Call MEB Systems Incorporated today at 330-852-4333 and visit them online at MEBSystems.com. MEB Systems wishes all Holmes County athletes a safe and healthy season.
Just a reminder, this game is being video live streamed on the WKLM YouTube page tonight, courtesy of the Claxton Communication Team of Casey Claxton, Abby Wright, and Gage Wright as well. Go to YouTube to search WKLM Radio to find that. We're also on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. Kenna Howe back at WKLM Sports Central here at halftime. Highland at 10-point lead as we get set for the start of the third quarter. I know Dave Stabaugh, Hal doing some scouting, also tuning in to the broadcast, QZ, and also kind of a big game here going on besides this one here tonight.
Yeah, Matt, this time of year, the coaches start doing a lot of scoreboard watching, scouting, you know, for the tournament draw Sunday. So, yeah, and down at Newark Catholic, you got number 3 ranked Newark Catholic, 23, number 7 ranked Waterford, 22. You know, both those teams coming into Highlands Regional potentially. So, yeah, just doing the homework and getting things done. But a lot of big games this time of year.
No doubt about that. It'll be Tuscany Valley basketball to begin the third quarter, going from right to left. Into the front court, Leah Berkwin has the basketball, trailing by 10 are the Trojans. Sally Ray now has it right wing. To the far side goes to Kaylee Norris, who dribbles it out top. Picks it up into the corner to the Sally Ray. Ray looking, dribbles it out top, goes to Levengood. Takes it right wing, now back to the far side, goes to Kaylee Norris. Picks it up on the right side, back in the corner, goes to Levengood, lobs it inside the Ray. Back out top with it. The dribble down to the foul line by Salipak, on the left wing, back to Kaylee Norris. Into the corner, she'll find Berkwin to the baseline, cut off by Mast. Inside to a cutting Kaylee Norris, she'll bake it in with the left hand. Norris has 8 points, 33-25 Highland, Lady Hawks basketball. Shot by Evie Mast up in the air, that's no good. Rebound to the floor, however, chased down and grabbed by Trish Troyer. And Highland keeps the possession alive. Ashley Mullen has it out top. Right wing to Evie Mast. Back out top, Ashley Mullen. Head fake, dribbles it foul line. Into the corner, Trish Troyer. Left wing, Joplin Yoder. Yoder dribbles it to the baseline, it gets Ray. Spins around, back in the corner to Ashley Mullen. Dribbles it to the baseline. Mullen under the basket. Her shot off the glass. No good. Rebound goes to Norris. Trojans basketball. They're down by 8. Into the front court. Kaylee Norris at center circle. On the left wing. Goes over to Levengood. Back in the corner to Salipak. On the left wing. Back to Ray. Ray holds onto it. 6 and a half to play in the third. Ray drive, runner left hand, off the glass and good.
Yeah, that was a really good take by Sally Ray there with the left hand.
She has 7, 33-27 Highland. First points of the quarter scored by Tuskegee Valley. Lady Hawks basketball going left to right with it. Trish Troyer pass inside to Joplin Yoder. She'll back it in. Shot by Yoder up in the air. Going to be good. She got the roll. Joplin Yoder has 8 points. Highland first points of the quarter. Back to an 8-point lead, 35-27. Trojans basketball. Berkwin has it out top. On the right wing. Goes to Levengood. Dribbles it to the baseline. Levengood runner going to be up in the air. Going to be in and out. No good. Rebound goes to Stutzman. Highland ball into the front court. Right wing to Ashley Mullen. Her three-pointers up in the air. Going to be no good. Off the mark that time. Bounces out of bounds. It'll be Trojans basketball. Haberger checking in and replacing Joplin Yoder. After the game, we'll be announcing the Six Bunnies player of the game, ordering the design styles of both traditional and glitter. You'll never have to worry about looking good on game day. Stay up to date with their latest offerings on Facebook and Instagram, and shop online at sixbunnies.com. Trish Troyer out, also in Macy Mullet checking back in. Trojans basketball. 1-2-2 press on. Powell into the front court, goes there to Levengood. To the baseline, pass across the lane to Salopacker. Layup is good. Salopack has 7, 35-29 Highland. Lady Hawks basketball, Mullet now, right wing. Ashley Mullet with it high on the right side. Backs it up here in midcourt, working against Berkwin. Bounce pass to the left point, goes to Haberger. Inside, nice cut, wow. Goes to Evie Mast, who lays it in.
Great pass, Ellie Haberger, tremendous pass.
And Mast, on the receiving end, has her first two of the night, 37-29 Highland. Trojans with it, here's Salopack across the timeline. Here, bounce pass to Berkwin out top. Back in the right wing, here's Norris. Inside, cutting to Salopacker. Layup is no good. Rebound goes to Stutzman. Highland ball across the timeline. Stutzman has a knock loose. She'll be fouled on the attempted steal. That'll be the first team foul on Tuskegee Valley in the third quarter.
Yeah. Mallory's cleaning up the glass. She's got 5 defensive rebounds now, and she's just so skilled. She did in the first half, Matt, where she gets a rebound. She can go in transition. Not a lot of kids can do that. It makes her really, really effective.
Certainly does. Can take it herself. That's the second personal on Salopack. And Highland has it with under 5 minutes to go, third quarter, and an 8-point lead. Embedded out top. Mullet has it out top, and the pass goes right wing to Macy Mullet, back to Ashley. Inside, Joplin Yoder, double team out top to Ashley Mullet. Her three-pointer's going to be knocked down.
Yeah. Inside out again, Joplin Yoder finding the shooter on the perimeter.
Ashley Mullet has 19 points, 40-29 Highland. Trojans basketball, Wallach's pass goes out top to Kaylee Norris. Back to Wallach in the corner. Thought about it. Pass around the foul line, instead goes to Berkwin. Berkwin to the baseline, cuts it off, backs it up to the corner. Good defense, and going to be finally a foul called on the reach in on Evie Mast.
Yeah, good defense by Evie. I mean, yeah, you know, pressured on the perimeter, had her off balance, and Coach Brady will take that foul.
No doubt. Third personal foul, so check out. Haberger is out, and Trish Troyer, Mallory Sisson checking back in. Macy Mova also out of the game, and Tori Weaver checks in. Levengood inbounds it out top to Wallach. Wallach dribbles it to the left wing. Crossover to the foul line. Drive. Comes to a jump stop. Wild shot up in the air. Knocks it down. Ellie Wallach. Her first two of the night. 40-31 Highland. 4 minutes to play, third quarter. Wallach's pass goes to Weaver. Back to Ashley. Ball inside. Joplin Yoder. Double team. Her shot up. Going to be no good. But she drew the foul on Riley Seitz.
Yeah, I tell you, just like that pass by Ashley. What Joplin, we can see the angle from here. Joplin just really does a good job of getting deep in the post. She says not post up on the block, but she's trying to really get her kid really, 2 inches from the rim. And she does that, she's going to get either fouled or make the shot.
Try to gain that advantage. Good position inside, as you mentioned, for Joplin Yoder. She cans the first free throw. 9 points, Joplin Yoder, 5'11 junior, averaging just under 12 a game. 7 points, 8 boards in that first matchup against Tuskegee Valley. Both free throws good by her, and she has 10 tonight. 42-31 Highland. Under 4 minutes to play, third quarter, Trojans basketball. Here's Berkwin at center circle. Right side goes to Wallach. Wallach, three-pointer, up in the air, going to be good. Back-to-back buckets by Wallach, she has 5 points.
Yeah, she's a good-looking freshman right there.
Yes, she is. 42-34 Highland. They had the ball. They beat the pressure. Joplin Yoder's pass goes right wing to Ashley Mullet. Three-pointer going to be no good that time. Rebound grabbed by Trish Troyer. She's double-teamed right away, and a timeout called by Highland. 3.5 to play, third quarter. Highland 42, Tuskegee Valley 34. This is Girls IVC Basketball on WKLM.
Have you heard of Seat Farm Tires yet? We bet your neighbors have. Hi, this is Brad Smucker from Millersburg Tire Service, and we have been selling this premium radial tire for over 6 years now. If you need a good tire that has been proven in the field and on the road at a great price, then Seat is the tire for you. Just remember your ABCs. Always buy Seat. When you want the best, call MTS. Reach us at 330-674-1085, and our experts will give you all the details. Located on the State Route 39 east of Millersburg, celebrating 70 years in the tire business.
Don't let your home be without power. Call Holmesville Electric, your local Generac automatic standby generator dealer. Holmesville Electric has factory certified technicians and carries the full line of parts and service kits for all your Generac needs. Call 330-279-4522. Highland ball out of the timeout. End of the quarter goes to Ashley Mullen. Al top to Stutzman. Her three-pointer is going to be knocked down. Out of the timeout. Great play call by the Lady Hawks.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, now Mallory's 3-for-4. I almost said the first half. Mallory's release has gotten so much quicker this year. Like, when that ball hit her hands, it was off before you could blink.
Yes, it was. She has 11 points in her third three-pointer made, as you mentioned, Kuzi. And here's the Trojans with the basketball. Wallach to the baseline. The freshman with a layup high at the last. No good that time. Rebound grabbed by Weaver. Highland ball. They're up 45-34. Here's Ashley Mullen to the foul line. Spins around. Pass going to be thrown away that time. Stolen by Wallach. Wallach in transition to the basket. And some contact. Finally going to be a whistle blown. They're going to call that a what?
A charge.
A charge.
Troy Weaver takes a charge.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I thought she was in great position. I thought, you know, Troy did a great job after that turnover, sprinting back to the paint, establishing position. She was ready to take it.
Great job defensively by Weaver in transition. First personal walk and the third team foul on them, and also their fourth turnover of the game. Highland ball. Here's Ashley Mullen on the right wing. Backs it up against the double team. Around the foul circle to Joplin Yoder. Out top to Weaver. Left corner to Stutzman. Her three-pointer is going to be no good that time. Rebound, however, grabbed by Trish Troyer. Highland still with it. Second chance opportunities.
Yeah, fourth offensive rebound by Trish Troyer. She anticipates on the backside and gets there.
That is huge. Here's Ashley Mullen on the right wing. Gets the hand off to Weaver. She'll be bumped in foul. And that'll be on Berkwood, her first and 14th foul in Tuskegee Valley.
Well, they're definitely more physical here in the third quarter than they were for the first half.
You called that, no doubt. Yeah. Macy Mullen is in. Trish Troyer out. Habiger also checking in. Joplin Yoder will have a seat for Highland. Stay tuned later on tonight for High School Scoreboard on WKLN. It's brought to you by Village Motors. Kenna Howe reporting on all the area basketball scores for you all the way until midnight. Highland to inbound, an 11-point lead for them. Now top Sussman, now to Ashley Mullen on the left wing. 2:13 to play in the third. Mullen out top, picks it up too soon. She'll find Macy Mullen now. She'll pick it up back to Ashley high on the right side. Left wing to Stutzman. Dribbles it to the baseline. Her runner up in the air going to be no good. Rebound goes to Wallach. Trojans basketball. Wallach to the front court. To the foul line. Inside the wall. The Sally Ray knocked loose, but a foul is called on the attempted steal by Mallory Stutzman.
Yeah, good hustle back by Mallory. But, I'll tell you, Wallach, she got the rebound. She's going to be a good one for the next 3 years.
As you mentioned, just a freshman. 5'5 freshman guard. First personal on Sussman, second team foul on Highland. Out top goes to Sally Ray. Ray drives to the lane, backs it in to the corner. Now Salopak for a three-pointer. She'll miss it. Rebound to the four, grabbed by Habiger. Back to Ashley Mullen. Nice look inside the Weaver. Her layup off the last is no good. Rebound by Stutzman again. Out top, Ashley Mullen all alone for a three-pointer. She'll knock it down. Can't leave her wide open. 48-34 Highland, and Mullet now is up to 22.
Yeah, great job running transition. Good look by Tori Weaver, but offensive rebounding for Highland.
That has been big tonight. 1:20 to play in the third. Trojans basketball. Ray has it left wing. Pass inside. It was out of bounds. Tried to thread the needle to Wallach. That time a turnover. That'll be their fifth. And timeout Tuskegee Valley, 1:12 to play in the third. Highland 48, Tuskegee Valley 34. This is girls IVC basketball on WKLM.
Call Berlin Heating and Cooling, your Ream Pro partner. With combined knowledge of over 65 years, you know that you're calling the very best. Berlin Heating and Cooling services and installs Ream and all types of other furnaces and equipment. Berlin Heating and Cooling, they're your local team you can trust. Call today, 330-893-3057. That's 330-893-3057.
In the third quarter, Kuzi at 1 point, 42-34 is the score. The Trojans starting to get back in it, down by eight since then. Highland on a 6-0 run.
Yeah, and those are all fueled by offensive rebounds. There used to be a poster in the Highland locker room. I'm assuming it still is because Brady just, as you say, the biggest play in basketball is the offensive rebound. And Highland is just capitalizing on that, right? They, they miss a shot, they just go board it, they get another shot, and you got an Ashley Mall at Mallory Stutzman out there. They're going to take advantage of that.
Part of that, Kuzi, is desire, and part of that's getting in the right position, right, to get those boards.
Yeah, and that's what Trish Troyer talked about, her with four offensive rebounds. Is, you know, she's not the biggest kid on the floor by far, but she anticipates so well. And then, you know, if Highland can't corral it, Cleveland, they're just tipping it, deflecting it, and they're chasing it down. And so they've done a tremendous job of that. And I know Brady talked about it in his pregame talk about that, how big that was. And, yeah, Highland's certainly living that right now.
Yes, they are. It'll be Highland basketball out of the timeout. Again, this game being video live streamed on the WKLM YouTube page. We're also on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. Lady Hawks basketball in the backcourt against the pressure. Ashley Mullis pass goes front court to Macy Mullen. Left wing now to Trish Troyer. Her three-pointer is going to be no good. Rebound slapped out of bounds. It'll be off of Berkwin. Highland will keep the basketball.
Yeah, again, that's just a team offensive rebound for Highland.
So Lady Hawks will have it now beneath their own backboard. 58 seconds to play in the third quarter. Highland has a 14-point lead. Inbound in the job from Yoder, left of the foul line. Now, right elbow goes to Stutzman. Hand off Ashley Mullet. Hands it off out top to Macy Mullet. Back to Ashley, high on the right side. She'll reset the offense near midcourt. 45 seconds. Now, Macy has the left wing back over to Trish Troyer. Back out top. Here's Joplin Yoder now with the basketball. Dribbles the left wing. Comes to a jump stop. Here's Ashley Mullet to the foul line. 15-footer is going to be no good. Rebound knocked to the floor. Grabbed by Joplin Yoder.
Just like that.
3-pointer, Trish Troyer going to be no good. Rebound to Stutzman again. Lawson shall be knocked to the floor, and that will be a foul call. But again, Highland hitting those offensive boards, Kuzi.
Yeah, two offensive rebounds back-to-back.
That's going to result in bonus free throws. The third personal on Salopak, that's the 15th foul. So now on a bonus, it'll be two free throws for Mallory Stutzman.
Yeah, I've got Highland for 12 offensive rebounds.
Wow.
Yeah, compared to two for Tuscany Valley. So that's a difference maker.
That has been a key tonight. Free throws up, going to be no good. The first attempt by Stutzman. She has 11 points this evening. Weaver checking in for Highland, and checking out is Trish Troyer. Stutzman averaging 11.5 a game for the 5'10 senior. 6 points, 11 rebounds in the first matchup against Tuscany Valley. 26 seconds to play in the third. Second free throw by Stutzman is going to be good. She has 12 points tonight. 49-34 Highland. Trojans basketball. Wallach to the front court. Freshman has it at center circle. 20 seconds to go. Spins around past near side. Goes to Levin. Good. 16 seconds. On the left wing, back to Wallach. Double team. Back in the corner now. Ray goes out top. Here's Levin. Good to the foul line. Bounce pass inside. Knocked out of bounds by Ashley Mullen.
Again, deflection. Just not a clean steal, but just deflection. Get their hands on the ball.
Prevented that ball going into Sally Ray's hands. 7 seconds to play in the third. Wallach looking to inbound. She does so to the corner. Three-pointer by Levin. Good is going to be no good. Rebound goes to Sussman. She'll be bumped. New foul. Grabbed by Joplin Yoder. And shot at the buzzer. Midcourt by Mullet. Going to be off the glass. No good. To close out the third quarter of play. At the end of three, Highland 49 and Tuscany Valley 34. This is girls IVC basketball on WKLM. Huddle up, business owners. When it's about the safety and security of your business, Wayne Door is your playbook for success. Score big with Wayne Door. From access control systems to camera installations and gate operators, they're in the business of keeping your turf locked down. Wayne Door offers unbeatable sales support, seamless installation, and game-changing service. Visit them at WayneDoor.com and let them help safeguard your business. Wayne Door, the people you can trust since 1973.
EcoSeal Home Solutions has been serving all of Northeast and Central Ohio as the leader in foundation waterproofing and repair, basement exit systems, and gravel delivery. Whether you're building a new home or your existing home's foundation and basement is in need of some TLC, EcoSeal has the answer. For more information or to schedule a free estimate, call 330-893-SEAL. That's 330-893-7325.
Highland outscoring Tuskegee Valley 16-11 in that third quarter of play. Again, reminder of this game being video live streamed on the WKLM YouTube page, courtesy of the Claxon Communication Team. Casey Claxon, along with Gage Wright and Abby Wright, the Claxon Communication Team, providing this live stream coverage tonight on YouTube. Of course, search WKLM on YouTube to find that. We're also at FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. Kenna Howe back at WKLM Sports Central. Third quarter numbers courtesy of Cousy. Highland 3 of 7 on 3-point tries. Tuskegee Valley was 1 of 3. Highland 4 of 6 from 2-point range. The Trojans were 4 of 6 as well. Highland 3 of 4 for the foul line. Trojans did not attempt the foul shot. And ball thrown to on the 4 on the left wing. Grabbed by Stutzman and going to be tied up. And the arrow going to point which direction?
Yeah, I think they were looking. I think Coach Brader's trying to get a timeout. But they're
going to call the held ball instead.
Yeah, be a turnover on Highland.
So Trojans will have it, and Trojans has their fifth turnover of the game. And Highland out rebounding Tuskegee Valley 13-3, dominant on the boards in the third quarter. Two turnovers for the Trojans, one for Highland in the third quarter of play. Trojans basketball out top goes to Sally Ray. Ray to the foul circle. The right blocker shot blocked by Jean-Pignota. Rebound goes to Stutzman again. Highland ball. Ashley Mullett left wing. Three-pointer's up in there. Going to be knocked down. Pull up three-pointer, Ashley Mullett. 25 points for Ashley.
That's her fifth three tonight.
Wow. 52-34 Highland. Trojans with it. Left side goes to Norris. On the left wing, now to Lovingood with the basketball. Holds onto it, now dribbles it to the foul line. Drive, kicks the left wing, Sally Ray. Back out top, now to Leah Berkwin. Berkwin, three-pointer, up in the air, going to be no good. Rebound to Joplin Yoder. Highland basketball. One and into the fourth. Cross-court pass to Stutzman, left wing. Dribbles it to the baseline. Her layup going to be no good. Under the basket. Rebound grabbed by Sally Ray. Ray in transition. Right wing pass to Kaylee Norris. Her three-pointer no good. Rebound by Wallach under the basket. Her putback is going to be no good, but she will be fouled. And now Ellie Wallach to the foul line. That's the first team foul, of course, on Highland of this fourth quarter of action. But all Highland right now, they have an 18-point advantage. That foul was called on Macy Mullett, her first. Free throw up, going to be good by Ellie Wallach. She's up to 6 points now for the game.
Yeah, her first two, three free throws here tonight for Ellie Wallach. But we talked about she's a good-looking player. But Highland's role kids like Evie Mass and, you know, Trish Troyer and Tori Weaver, they've done a tremendous job tonight.
Really stepping up. Second free throw good as well by Wallach. 7 points for her. 52-36 Highland. And the ball gets the pressure. Ashley Mullett across the timeline. Knock loose. Rolls out of bounds. That'll be off of Tuskegee Valley, however.
Yeah, good change of speed by Ashley right in front of us. Change speeds with it. And yeah, I like her. She's just a floor general out there. She's coming down the floor. She's directing traffic. Doing a great job with that.
That's what she does. Habecker to inbound for Highland at side court. She'll find Ashley Mullett. Mullett dribbles it back across the timeline. Dribbles it right wing. Takes it out top. Mullett, left point now. Gives it out top of the pass over to Habecker inside Jean-Pignota, and she'll be hung on to by Kaylee Norris. That's going to be a foul.
Yeah, I'm not sure how that pass got in there by Ellie. Ellie's made a couple really nice passes. She had the back door to Evie Mass in the third quarter. That pass there to Joplin, just a very good pass.
About as accurate as you're going to get. First personal on Norris. First team foul on Tuskegee Valley here in the fourth. Mullett's pass to the corner to Joplin Yoder. Back to Ashley Mullett. Out top, here's Trish Troyer for a three-pointer. It's going to be good. Yeah. Trish Troyer's second three-pointer.
Good to see her shooting it well from the perimeter.
6 points, 55-36 lead for Highland. Up to 19-point advantage. Inside goes to Lovingood. Her shot blocked by Habecker, and Habecker almost got the rebound, but it went out of bounds.
I like it. I like the effort by Ellie contesting at the rim, being more aggressive.
Great defensive play. Stay tuned tonight for High School Scoreboard on WKLM, brought to you by Village Motors. Kenna Howe reporting in all area basketball scores for you all the way until midnight. Trojans basketball under their own basket. Wallach's pass goes out top to Sally Ray. Ray to the foul line. Shalane backs it in. Kicks the left wing over to Berkwin. Berkwin to the foul line. Out top over the head of Wallach. She'll trace it back down near the midcourt line. Rollock top of the key with a three-pointer. It's going to be off the mark. Rebound to the four. 5-4 grabbed by Berkwin. Her putback left hand is good. Berkwin has 6 points, her first points since the first quarter. Highland ball. Swissman, three-pointer up in the air. Going to be no good. Rebound knocked to the fourth. Grabbed by Berkwin. Trojans basketball in transition. Berkwin out top with it. 55-38 Highland. Left wing to Ellie Wallach. Out top, the Kaylee Norris. Back in the corner, here's Berkman. Through her hands, though, and out of bounds. That'll be the sixth turnover on Tuskegee Valley. Timeout Trojans, 55-38 Highland, 5.5 to go. This is girls IVC basketball on WKLM.
Did you know that one of the nation's top hospitals was founded right here in Holmes County? It's true. Pomerene Hospital was recently named the top 20 rural and community hospital by the National Rural Health Association. For 75 years, Pomerene has applied the latest medical expertise to meet the unique needs of our community. And today, they continue to lead the way in reliable patient outcomes, from outpatient services to life-saving surgeries. Learn more about the many ways Pomerene provides award-winning care right in your backyard. Visit PomereneHospital.org.
Reminder to simply pull in, remain in your vehicle, and let the experienced crew provide a quality, convenient oil change with no appointment needed at Southside Quick Lube. And while you're there, ask about their Starbright Unlimited Car Wash plan and ask them to take your outside vehicle as well. Done fast, done right, and you're back on the road. Southside Quick Lube on State Route 83 in Millersburg. And Highland, a great start again to the fourth quarter.
Yeah, Matt, you know what I just glanced at here during that timeout is Ellie Habiger, Tori Weaver, and Mason Mullett have not scored, but all three have been difference makers for Highland. Tori Weaver taking the charge. Macy Mala on ball defense. Ellie Habiger, the block shot, and even that last possession. You know, Sally Ray wanted to go to the rim, but Ellie was just locking down defensively, making it difficult. So, you know, those are things that don't show up on the scoreboard, but man, that's a huge difference for their team.
Everybody's playing a part, no doubt about it. Highland basketball, they'll beat the pressure to the right corner. Three-pointer by Trish Troyer again, going to be in and out, no good. Rebound grabbed by Sally Ray. After the rebound, though, she moved her pivot foot, and that's going to be a travel call, and that'll be the seventh turnover on the Trojans. Andy Highland basketball again beneath their own backboard. 5:17 to play in the fourth. Embedded left of the foul line, Joplin Yoder. Out top the Stutzman. Backs it in. The handoff. Ashley Mullett. Her 18-footer going to be no good. Rebound, however, grabbed again by Stutzman. Highland still with the basketball. Left wing, Trish Troyer. A three-pointer is going to be good.
Off the offensive rebound. What do you get? Another three.
That's the theme all night long for the Lady Hawks. 9 points for Troyer on 3 three-pointers tonight. 58-38 Highland, a 20-point advantage. Trojans basketball, into the corner goes to Wallach. Wallach backs it up to the right wing. Lobs it inside, deflected, and going to be a foul called that time on Ashley Mullett defending Kaylee Norris. Second team foul on Highland. Ashley Mullett has her first personal foul.
Yeah, Matt, that last three by Trish you mentioned was the third made three. That's 11 for the team. Ashley's got 5, Mallory's got 3, Trish has 3.
Shooting it really well, but as you mentioned, when you get that offensive rebound, the defense out of position, you get those open shots.
Yeah, love to know how many points Highland scored off second chance opportunities.
Been a lot of them. Here's Salipak's pass, goes out top to Wallach. Back in the left point to Kaylee Norris. Norris looks it out top to Leah Berkman. Berkman looking, shovels the left point to Sally Ray. 4.5 to go. She'll find Salipak out top for a three-pointer. Sure shot's no good. Rebound goes to Joplin Yoder. Yoder takes it herself across the timeline for Highland. Now the handoff goes to Ashley Mullett. 4:17 to play. Right wing maneuvers to Evie Mast. Mast to the foul line. Out top Joplin Yoder. Out top to Macy Mullett now. Dribbles it to the foul line. The handoff, Trish Troyer. Back in the corner, Macy Mullett. Mullett drive to the lane. Out top to Evie Mast. Right wing to Ashley Mullett. Drive to the baseline. Her shot coming up in the air. Knocks it down. Ashley Mullett again.
Yeah, I love the discipline and patience by Highland there.
Great passing. Ashley Mullett now up to 27 points. 60-38 lead for Highland. Trojans with it. Drive. Wallach. Tube shot off the glass and good for Ellie Wallach. 9 points for her. 60-40 lead for Highland. Mullett's pass goes front court. Ashley to Macy Mullett. Back in the corner. Over to Trish Troyer. Out top, deflected and stolen away. Kaylee Norris got the steal. The seventh turnover on Highland tonight. Norris. Shot blocked by Macy Mullett, but they call a held ball. Good defensive play. The arrow points to Highland. So the turnover on Tuskegee Valley will be their eighth of the night.
Again, right there, Macy Mullett, right? Just making a play on the basketball. Jump ball, Highland gets possession out of it. But, Macy and Tori and Ellie have done a tremendous job with that.
Doing all the little things. Baseball pass, front court by Joplin Yoder goes to Macy Mullett. Mullett to the basket. Her runner off the last is no good. Rebound to the floor, grabbed, however, by Trish Troyer. Highland still with the basketball. Ashley Mullett to the baseline. Her layup off the glass and good.
Points off offensive rebounds.
Once again, 29 points. Ashley Mullett, 62-40 lead for Highland. 3 minutes to go. Here's Salopak on the left wing for the Trojans. Dribbles it out top. Picks it up. On the left wing goes to Chloe, to Sally Ray, rather. Now dribbles it to the foul line, backs it in. Ray shot left hand, going to be no good. Rebound, Joplin Yoder. Now to Ashley Mullen. 3-point shy of tying her season high as Ashley has it out top. Crossover into the corner goes to Trish Troyer. Her 3-pointer going to be no good this time. Rebound into the hands of Chloe Salopak. Trojans basketball across the timeline. Salopak to the left wing, the handoff to Levengood. 2.5 to go. Norris's pass to Ray in the corner. Out top to Levengood. On the left wing, here's Salopak. Back in the corner, grabbed by Leah Berkwin. Berkwin to the baseline, to the left post. Shovels it out top to Salopak. Her three-pointer going to be banked in. Salopak has 10, her second three-pointer made tonight. 62-43, though, lead for Highland. 2 minutes to go. Baseball pass by Mullis to Trish Troyer. Inside to Joplin Yoder. Her shot no good. And the block rebound grabbed by Losey Levengood. Into the front court goes a Norris to the corner to Salopak. Out top, Sally Ray. She'll find Levengood, right wing. Levengood, three-pointer. Top of the key is going to be knocked down. Just her second three-pointer made tonight. Timeout is going to be called with 1:40 to go. 62-46 Highland. This is girls IVC basketball on WKLM.
Since 1991, the Holmes County Education and Community Foundation has awarded nearly $11 million in scholarships to more than 2,700 Holmes County residents pursuing higher education. Students applying for new scholarships for the 2023-2024 academic year should visit our website at www.hcef.net. Holmes County residents and Holmes County High School graduating seniors may apply. Primary qualifications include financial need. However, academic merit and other factors such as area of study and extracurriculars are considered. The deadline for new scholarship applications is March 24th. College students currently receiving renewable scholarships were emailed a renewal scholarship application link in December. Those students should only apply via the email link and not apply as new students. The deadline for renewal applications is March 10th. Visit www.hcef.net for more information.
After the game, we'll be announcing the Six Bunnies Player of the Game. Six Bunnies, your one-stop shop for all things custom apparel. Stay up to date with their latest offerings on Facebook and Instagram, and shop online at sixbunnies.com. And Kuzi Ashley Bullet, 29 points. And boy, she hasn't forced anything, just makes it look easy up there.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say, Matt. Yeah, she just does not force things. She's so efficient. And her and Mallory both are just they're just letting the game come to them. And they're taking advantage of their players around them. And they're making all the right plays. But she just sitting here on the floor, she just makes it look really easy.
Bullets pass goes out top to Stutzman. Left wing now to Joplin Yoder. Dribbles it out top, hand off to Evie Mass. Mass to the foul line, left wing Ashley Mullen. Mullen to the foul line, kicks it out top, Macy Mullen. Drive, left wing to Stutzman. Highland works the ball around the perimeter right now. No reason to get in a hurry right now, right, Kuzi?
Right, exactly. Just using their skill level with their footwork and ball handling.
Here's Mullen. Ashley's pass goes to Stutzman. Left corner now to Joplin Yoder. Out top to Macy Mullen. Her three-pointer is going to be knocked down.
Hey, Macy joining the party on the three-point line. That's a 12th made.
Why not? She was open. She canned it. The freshman, her first points of the night. Under a minute to go. Here's Wallach to the corner. Drive to the baseline. Wallach, layup is going to be good. Has 6 in the quarter, 11 for the ball game. 50 seconds to go. Highland is up 65-48. Ashley Mullet now to the front court. Into the corner to the Joplin Yoder. Muir pass out top to Ashley Mullet. Left wing to Stutzman. Dribbles it out top. 30 seconds. As Highland looks the ball around the perimeter. No foul being made. And the Hawks in command here. Drive, runner. Ashley Mullet shot off the last. No good. Rebound snapped out top by Joplin Yoder to Macy Mullet. Another offensive rebound for the Lady Hawks. And Highland will be clinching at least a share of their 28th consecutive IVC championship. And the pass goes to the corner. Drive to the baseline by Stutzman. Cross-court pass. Now to Ashley Mullet. Mullet to the baseline. Dumps it inside. Stolen away by Wallach. 2 seconds to go, and that will do it. And Highland gets the win by the final score of 65-48 on the road over Tuskegee Valley. Highland now goes to 15-2. They're 10-0 in the IVC South. Again, they will clinch at least a share of their 28th consecutive IVC title and will have a chance to clinch the outright title as well. And if they can get a win, of course, tomorrow or Wednesday night, and when they take on Ridgewood. For Tuskegee Valley, with the loss, they'll drop to 13-3 and 7-2 in the IVC South. and they snap a four-game winning streak. Again, the final score tonight, Highland wins 65-40 over Tuskegee Valley. Back to wrap it up after this on WKLM.
Get financial solutions when you need it from Dave Stabaugh Financial Services. After winning six state championships as a head basketball coach, Dave Stabaugh knows that planning, preparation, and hard work can lead to success. And the same can be applied to your financial future. Whether you are a young adult, individual, family, or a business, Dave Stabaugh Financial Services will establish financial goals and income protection. Contact Dave Stabaugh Financial Services at 893-1900, located at 4585 State Route 39, Millersburg. Securities offered through ON Equity Sales Company, member FINRA SIPC.
This is Matt Kinsey. At First Federal Community Bank, our mission is to empower the financial well-being of our community one person at a time. Through integrity and quality, we earn the trust of our customers and exceed their expectations. First Federal Community Bank, investing in our community since 1898. Serving your banking needs in Dover, New Philadelphia, Yorksville, Sugar Creek, Berlin, and Mount Hope. First Federal Community Bank, member FDIC.
Companies are investing in Ohio every day. Invest in yourself and get the training you need to land the job of your dreams or enhance your skills this year. Buckeye Career Center is now accepting full-time adult education applications for our 10 programs that begin in August. We are also enrolling for our winter adult diploma program courses, including automotive brakes, automotive electrical electronic systems, Ohio commercial pest control, drone license preparation, STNA, and more. Call 330-339-2288 to learn how we can help you get your high school diploma for free.
Hey, you, are you looking for driveway or base materials? I know just the place to go. D&M Rocks in Millersburg. They have shale products and culvert pipe, and they deliver. Or maybe you're looking for landscape supplies. D&M Rocks has that too.
Stop and see them on the hill behind Jitters, or give them a call to set up a delivery at 330-473-6020.
D&M Rocks.
Ready to turn back time? This is Dr. Emily Reeser of Dr. Brad Welsh & Associates. PDO threads are a non-surgical, minimally invasive way to achieve a youthful and lifted appearance. These dissolvable threads are skillfully placed under the skin to stimulate your body's natural collagen production. PDO threads can be used to address a wide range of concerns, including sagging skin, wrinkles, fine lines, and more. To see before and after pictures and the other cosmetic injection services we provide, visit our website at drbradwelsh.com. To schedule a consultation, give us a call at 330-674-4876.
It is a final for Tuskegee Valley. Highland grabs at least a share of their 20th consecutive IVC championship as they went at 65-48 on the road, defeating Tuskegee Valley this evening. For Highland, they had a 17-12 lead after the first quarter that saw four lead changes and also two ties. Highland had that five-point lead after one. Highland, however, would outscore the Trojans 16-11 in the second quarter, and they had a 10-point lead, 33-23 at halftime. Highland again outscoring Tuskegee Valley 16-11 in the third quarter, and Highland open up the 49-34 lead through three, and Highland wins the game 65-48 over the Trojans. For Highland, they had three players in double figures, and it's who you would think it would be with Ashley Mullett, Mallory Sussman, and Joplin Yoder. Ashley Mullett did lead the way, though, as she had a game high of 29 points. Ashley Mullett in double figures for the 15th time of the season, and just 3 points shy of tying her season high. Ashley Mullett, how did she get those 29 points? Well, she went 5-4-8 from long distance. And also, she went 8 of 16 from two-point range and 2 for 2 for the foul line. Ashley Mullett again with a game high of 29 points. Also in double figures for Highland was Mallory Stutzman in double figures for the 12th time on the season for her. And for Stutzman, she went 3 of 6 from three-point distance, 1 for 4 from two-point range, 1 of 2 for the foul line, and Mallory Stutzman finished up with 12 points. Also in double figures, Joplin Yoder for the 11th time on the season. She was 4-4-8 from two-point range and also 2 of 2 for the foul line. Joplin Yoder finished up with 10 points. Trish Troyer just missed double figures as she would go 3-4-7 from long distance for her total of 9 points for Trish Troyer. 3 points scored by Macy Mullett and 2 for Evie Mast, rounding out the Highland total of 65. For Tuskegee Valley, they had two players in double figures. It was Ellie Wallach, the freshman guard off the bench, who had 11 points to lead the way. As for Wallach, going 2-for-4 from three-point distance, 2-for-5 from two-point range, 2-of-2 for the foul line. As Wallach had 11, and also Chloe Salopak would go 2-of-4 from three-point tries and also 2-for-4 from two-point range. Salopak had 10 points. Also, 8 points by Kaylee Norris, 7 for Sally Ray, 6 points apiece for Leah Berkwin and Losey Levengood, rounding out the Trojans' total of 48 points. Final score, Highland 65 and Tuskegee Valley 48. And Cousy is a look at the final team numbers.
Okay, Matt, yeah, from the three-point line, Highland shot a blistering 12 of 22 for 55%. Tuskegee Valley went 8 of 20 for 40%. From the two-point line, Highland went 12 of 26 for 46%. Tuskegee Valley goes 10 of 20 for 50%. From the free throw line, Highland went 5 of 6 for 83%, while Tuskegee Valley shot 4 of 6 for 67%. The rebound department, we talked about it the whole game, right? Highland has 35 rebounds compared to 20 for Tuskegee Valley. In turnovers, it was 8 turnovers apiece for both squads.
Individual rebounding leaders for Highland, Mallory Sussman, a double-double tonight, had 12 points to go along with her total tonight of 10 rebounds. She had 3 that came on the offensive end for Mallory Sussman, and 10 boards in all. Also, 6 rebounds for John Pagnotta, and 7 rebounds for Trish Troyer. She had 5 on the offensive end to go along with her 9 points. And also for Tuskegee Valley, it was 4 rebounds for Leah Berkwin, 2 on the offensive end, 4 rebounds for Ellie Wallach. She had 2 offensive, and 4 rebounds also for Kaylee Norris as well. Highland wins at 65-48, again clinching at least a share. Their 28th consecutive IVC championship, and sure, they still have a chance to get the outright as well. Again, an impressive performance by Highland tonight, Cousy.
Yeah, just a very solid performance all around by Highland. They came ready to play, and again, you know, what I love the fact that Tuskegee Valley tried to make it difficult on them. They're a super team, obviously, but then with the atmosphere and the energy in the gym, it was just Highland took them out of it, you know, right away with that. I thought they did a great job of handling that adversity, which you need, obviously, and but just great contributions across the board from the big three scores, obviously, with Ashley, Mallory, and Joplin. But you know, just talked about how impressed we are with the role kids, and even kids that don't get in the scoring column. Tori Weaver taking the charge, you know, Macy Mollett hit the big three late, but just on ball defense, right? And then Ellie Habiger, her post presence defensively has really improved since early in the season, so it's exactly what Coach Stabaugh wants from his team going into tournament time.
No doubt. Mallory Sussman will be our Six Money's player of the game. She'll receive, of course, a t-shirt from Six Money. So Mallory Sussman getting the job done. You talk about rebounding. That was the key, and a double-double for her tonight. For Mallory.
Yeah. She's just a very solid player, just multidimensional. You know, can rebound, can score, and just really impressed with how quick she gets her shot off now, too. We talked about that during the game. But, you know, a lot of times Mallory just, you know, when she corrals a rebound, she'll take it length of the floor. You know, she's a post on the rebound, but she's a guard handling the basketball on the floor. So just a lot of good things across the board from Highland. So yeah, I'm sure, you know, even for Coach Ward and Tuskegee Valley, they you know, take this and get into the tournament draw on Sunday. I'm sure they're going to learn from it and get ready for that sectional tournament coming up.
No question about that. Cousy, thank you very much. Again, Highland gets the win 65-48. Highland goes to 15-2 for the second ranked team in Division 4. Again, 10-0 in the IVC South. They've won 3 straight, and again clinching at least a share of that IVC South Division title. Now, Highland plays on Wednesday, a home game against Ridgewood to get the try to go for the outright IVC South Division crown. For Tuskegee Valley, they dropped to 13-3, 7-2 in the IVC South, and of course they snap a 4-game winning streak. They play Wednesday at Claymont as well. For us, our broadcast schedule: Tuesday, boys basketball, Westalls at Tuslaw. Wednesday, we'll have that girls game for you with Ridgewood at Highland. And Friday, boys basketball, Mansfield Seniors at Westalls. Saturday afternoon, we'll have Highland at Garraway, and Saturday night, Mount Vernon is at West Holmes as well. Check out our entire basketball broadcast schedule at WKLMFM.com and click on the on-air tab. We do want to thank our Claxon Communication crew, Casey Claxon, along with Gage Wright and Abby Wright, allowing us to bring this video live stream coverage for this evening. And also thanks to Kenna Howe back at WKLM Sports Central. And Cousy, just real quickly here, obviously Highland has long goals in the tournament, as they always do, but still, you want to take care of the conference first. I know for Highland, they like to grab that outright IVC championship, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's always one of the goals, I'm sure. And you know, we think about that 28 in a row. It's just a it's a testament to the program, and to, you know, you watch Highlands kids out here, you know, handling the basketball, you know, left hand passes, left hand dribble, great footwork, and so yeah, a lot of just skill development the whole way up. And but yeah, definitely you know, get that IVC title, and then work on some other goals that they got on their list. And yeah, the seniors with Ashley and Mallory, they got some big goals to be playing, you know, quite a while into March, obviously. And you know, that update on that game, keep an eye on. It's overtime with New York Catholic and Waterford, so overtime down there. Obviously, those two teams are forced to be reckoned with as well. But yeah, very impressed with you know, Highland took that classic in the country. Those two losses against those two D1 schools, you know, they learned from it. They didn't dwell on it. It made them better, and obviously, it showed tonight for sure.
All right, for Cousy, I'm Matt Croy. Again, a reminder to stick around after the broadcast for High School Scoreboard. With all the area basketball scores for you every 15 minutes all the way until midnight. Again, the final score, Highland clinching at least a share of their 28th consecutive IVC championship. They win at 65-48 at Tuskegee Valley tonight. So long, everybody.
Thank you for listening. This has been a presentation of the WKLM Sports Department. WKLM Millersburg, your hometown sports connection. WKLM.